You are now opposite the Stockbridge Colonies across the river. The housing was built between 1861 and 1911 by the Edinburgh Building Cooperative, and its development was intended to provide low-cost housing for skilled workers and artisans, moving people to a healthier environment away from the slums and disease of the old town. The colony style is peculiar to Edinburgh, and each flat originally had four rooms, with an external toilet and a small garden. They were built as double flats, upper and lower, with the upper flat's front door on the opposite side from the lower's flat door, allowing each dwelling to have a front garden. In April 2000, this area was flooded quite badly, and the far bank has undergone extensive flood defence work. This path you are walking along is called Rochid Path, in memory of the Rochid family who built Inverleith House. The house and extensive grounds is now the Edinburgh Royal Botanic Gardens. Open daily, one can visit the gardens by taking Inverleith Row North once you have left the walkway on Cannon Mills Bridge, some 500 metres downstream. Do not cross this new lifting bridge, but continue downstream and cross the river using the next footbridge. The path and steps will bring you out onto the road at Brandon Terrace, where there is a good selection of cafes and public conveniences. At Cannon Mills, follow the walkway signs carefully, as you will need to cross the busy road and continue along the path, which follows Warriston Road. Another interesting diversion from the walkway could be nearby Warriston Cemetery, further along the road, past the entrance to St Mark's Park, laid out in 1842 by David Cousins as a fashionable burial ground for the wealthy. Sadly, present-day neglect and vandalism have only served to reinforce the gloomy Gothic atmosphere. The next audio post downstream is in St Mark's Park.